Hello, and welcome to the Pig Tree Podcast, a bi-weekly discussion of gaming, film, and everything in between. My name is Nick.
I'm Daniel.
I'm Sam.
We did it.
We did it. We finally got through it.
It's good.
Oh, that's okay. A wrap.
Yep. That's a wrap.
Thank you. All
right, let's wrap.
Y'all want tea?
Do you want a wrap?
Actually, tea does sound good.
Yeah.
But I won't want to drink any more of your expensive tea.
I appreciate the...
Also, I had some tea before I left the house.
Oh, I see how it is. Okay. Well, anyway, it has been kind of a light couple of weeks. We're in that weird drought that's right before all the heavy shit starts coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we literally just spent the last couple of minutes going through web pages of different websites looking for literally anything, and they had a guy that actually, their whole thing was that he just started playing Final Fantasy VI and he was streaming it. That's how drought we are.
Yeah. That is exactly how drought we are.
We are so drought.
Did he
pronounce? I think that one's, that's a little iffy.
That is, okay, alright. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
Give me the benefit of the doubt on that one.
I just said I would.
Well, I don't like people to do anything unless I command them.
Anyways.
We were talking about games that we've been playing, and we haven't even played anything. Actually, you played Limbo for the first time.
Yeah, it was free on PlayStation Plus. I had somehow never played it all the way through before. It's good.
What was it this month? It was Limbo and...
The Tomb Raider game?
Temples of Osiris.
Yeah. I started that. Temple it was interesting.
It's pretty fun. It's better if you have at least one or two other people to play with.
But yeah, Limbo was good. I like just sat down and spent the next 2 hours.
It's a pretty short game, but I mean it's really well designed.
I couldn't tell if it just right towards the last quarter or so it got a lot harder or just my brain was getting tired.
No, it definitely gets
significantly harder. I remember my first experience with that game. I was like, oh, this is kind of cutesy a little bit. I thought it was supposed to be cute dark.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to the part where the spider is at the tree and shit, and I'm like, oh, okay, just walk up, speared through the chest by a fucking spider.
Yep.
Yeah, that's when I knew that game wasn't fucking around.
Yeah, and there are parts where your head will get ripped off.
Yeah.
Or
was that the only one that got sad when the spider died?
No, because fuck that guy.
I felt bad for that spider.
I didn't feel bad for that spider.
I didn't feel bad for the spider.
We are all heartless.
Well, I just described my first experience with the spider.
So. Nick was heartless after his heart was ripped out by the spider.
That's literally what happened.
Just trying to survive.
Literally?
In Limbo. It was good. I liked it.
Okay. did you feel there was any deeper meaning to it, or whether it was just fun and they kind of wanted to leave it? Because I couldn't really tell if they were trying to do something.
I think there is a story that the creator kind of has in mind, but it's just pretty clearly left open for interpretation.
Now, I haven't finished it yet, so I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Did you beat it already?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a pretty short
game. It's short. Yeah, I beat it all in one sitting.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, it's kind of one of those games that's like Journey, for instance. You can sit and do it in one night.
Journey. Journey got re-released for PS4.
Yeah, I think I might buy it. It's been enough time to where I could replay that game.
See, I don't know if I ever could.
That was a beautiful game.
That's how I felt, too, but I don't know. It'd be worth giving a shot. If I don't get into it, then I don't finish it.
Yeah.
But Journey was probably... That was definitely in my top handful of gaming experiences from the last several years.
It at least top three of my life, but mine was ridiculous.
That's what I love about it, though, is everyone has a great story that's so, personal to what you did.
Yeah.
That was such a good game.
Mm-hmm. So fucking good.
Besides that... been still shamelessly playing a lot of Destiny, and I started playing Final Fantasy IX again, which really tugs at the feel strings.
I think that's definitely one of the more underrated Final Fantasies.
I think so too, and I think the reason is they kind of harkened back to the older ones when people started getting used to they're more industrialized ones, and so people kind of didn't take it as a Final Fantasy game. When the irony is that it was more like the older Final Fantasies than any of the newer ones coming out. So,
it's good. And replaying it, I mean, it holds up well. Actually, you know what? That gives me something to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Square Enix as a company, I know we've talked about them a little bit, and I had, like, a while back, we talked about that run-in I had with them with Chaos Rings.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So,
did that ever get fully resolved?
No. No, it never did.
Wow.
Yeah.
All
right. And I'm not getting anything from Square Enix anymore. That was pretty upsetting. And what re-emphasized that was me kind of recently going through the list of apps and ports that they have available on Android.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just rife with consumer complaints.
Really?
Yeah, because and one of the biggest complaints is that you have to be connected to the internet in order to play these games, which is insane.
I think I remember when they first started trying to do that. When Final Fantasy XI first came out, any game you had on PC after that, I think they tried to do, I can't remember the name of the system they had, but I remember you set up a profile and everything, and, you know, you chose a picture, and I'm like, why the fuck do I have to be signed in on this to play anything but Final Fantasy XI?
Yeah.
So they've been wanting to do something like that for years.
I've seen systems like...
I just don't get the point.
Yeah. I have seen systems like that for, like, free-to-play online MMOs, but I've never seen a paid one. Final Fantasy XI did that?
Yeah.
That's weird.
It was kind of like how they have Battle.net 14
did, too.
Yeah, where you have to be signed into...
You had to have a profile with this, you know, with the site and
like
everything.
Yeah, it was like Battle.net.
Yeah, like I said, it was like Battle.net, but a lot shittier.
Yeah.
That's saying a lot, because Battle.net's not good.
Yeah. But I just looking at all of this that they've been doing, I just can't help but wonder how long they're going to be shamelessly recycling old games and cranking them out with little fish hooks in them for whatever money they can get. And I'm also wondering if they're going to do the same thing with Final Fantasy VII.
I would hope not. I see that happening a lot in their, like, mobile area, but not so much on their console.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, they put out a couple solid games.
One thing that I don't really know is how separate their mobile division is from their console, their direction, like how they're trying to manage these two separate branches.
I would imagine,
obviously, it's going to be separate.
Yeah.
You know,
I'd imagine it's pretty separate. I don't know, but...
But, I don't know. It was just... It was a little disconcerting for me because I have a lot of great memories with Square and Squaresoft.
But is it only the mobile stuff that you're having these issues with?
Yeah, because I haven't gone back to anything else since then. And the only games that I've played... I think the only thing besides... Final Fantasy games would probably be the newer Tomb Raider that came out not long ago.
I mean, because same as you, those are my favorite. That's my favorite series growing up, is Final Fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
So I really want to give them the benefit of the doubt. Is like they've only recently really gotten into the mobile stuff. Maybe they just don't know what they're doing yet. They haven't learned from other people. I don't know.
I want to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Give them some time, but I mean, hell, you talked about that forever ago.
Yeah, that was
Chaos
like
Rings,
one of our first episodes. Well, maybe not that long ago, but
it was pretty early on.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
It has to have been close to a year.
They're probably flooded with the exact same complaints. You probably got lost to a sea of the same emails.
Yeah, but
that's no excuse.
Because that means that many other people are all having the same problem.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
We can hope.
We can hope.
I'm still going to get the new Deus Ex, probably.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
Well. Kind of speaking of old things becoming new things. How'd you like that segue?
That was a fine sentence.
Thank you.
Anyway. So, I like fighting games.
Yes.
I play them quite often. Street Fighter, I have kind of strayed away from, but Street Fighter V has really gotten me excited. And they released a new trailer for one of the characters today. Armika, I think that's how you pronounce
Rainbow.
It. Rainbow Mika.
Rainbow Mika.
And she has not been in a Street Fighter game since, like, Alpha 3, back whenever it was still sprites. And her whole story, she's like a wrestler, like a luchador. Her idol Zangief, if that gives any indication. And this trailer is absolutely ridiculous. It's only a minute, so we're gonna watch it, and you're gonna like it. All right, I'm gonna put this right here over the table. Y'all just kind of scooch on in.
All right, I can get behind this.
Found her tits.
Yep, there they are. This game does look pretty.
It doesn't?
It does look really good.
And Stone Cold Stunner!
Natural.
Oh, tag team. Like, she actually looks like a really interesting character.
Yeah.
Nick, you just like her because of her dance.
I don't know. This game looks good, though. Almost everyone's trailer looks good.
That, yep.
No, look at this. Look at this. You aren't prepared.
So, I definitely wasn't prepared for that.
Neither was he. But he liked it.
But I mean...
I liked it, too.
I liked it.
I mean, just...
So for our audio viewers,
yes,
audio viewers.
Oh, fuck them! I can't say that now. They're the only ones.
Yeah, no.
They just showed a knockout with Rainbow Mika's butt
and her partner, whose name I don't know.
I didn't recognize her.
But both of their butts
kind of did a sandwich on Vega's head. And he was just crushed between giant glutes.
Big old butts.
I may have to get Street Fighter V.
It looks like it. I think I rented Street Fighter IV, and it was fun, don't get me wrong. But it just, like, it didn't feel right to me. I don't know if it was the style was so different. But I don't know. Street Fighter V just has a different look and feel to it than 4 did.
I'll definitely have to try it at least, but like I even as a kid I never really liked Street Fighter that much. Like I played it and dabbled in it, but
I didn't really like it until like the Alpha series. Especially Street Fighter 2. I mean, I played it, but it wasn't like some mind-blowing thing like a lot of my friends wanted to make it out, at least to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But Alpha, when it got like really fast and you know, you had all these, you know, and the animations were beautiful in it at that point, I loved it.
Just like that, waving your hands around?
Yes.
Yeah, well, it looks good.
We need to look into how much it is to repair the other fight stick.
That's true.
From where the dog chewed it.
Yeah.
Pow, pow.
Not that dog.
Oh, different dog?
Different dog.
Different dog.
Pow doesn't chew stuff.
Apollo?
Yep.
Ah.
Surprised you remembered him.
I'm surprised I remembered him, too. Because there was no time that I was around that dog.
Never.
Not very drunk.
You've never been around Apollo.
Have I been around Apollo?
He was.
The house on San Juan?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a long time ago. That's right. Yeah. It's also a lot of information that our listeners don't care about.
They're not going to be interested at all.
Yeah.
Guys, this is character development.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
They're learning more about our past.
For whenever they find out this is actually like a really, really... long ARG. And so then they go back through all the years of shit that we've posted.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And they're looking for clues.
that's exactly what they'll do.
Yeah.
Street Fighter
so
Five.
I think we're actually getting time towards the first break.
Yeah.
So we're gonna
have time for the
we're gonna go
break.
Just juice break. Up our
juice up our
churns.
All right.
Churn
it
juices
out.
Too.
Yep, gonna churn it out to the 80s.
Team break!
Hey everybody, welcome back from the break that we took. I feel you probably didn't take
probably
much
didn't
of a
take
break.
A break.
Probably yes, didn't take a break.
They heard a song.
You heard a song. I guess you could have had a break during that song.
They might have skipped through the song.
It might have. We rushed back because we have something important we need to address.
Yes.
And this is a good venue for this kind of discussion.
I think so. I also think it's a good party game.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Good icebreaker at the bar.
Yes. We need to discuss, in an alternate world, if you remained celibate until you were 40 years old and you became a wizard, mm-hmm. would you stay celibate so that you could become a wizard?
First question is, like, how much power do you have as a wizard? What kind of wizard?
Okay. Do you get to choose what kind of wizard you are, or is it like a grab bag?
I feel like it should be a specific type.
Yeah. Because it has to be, I mean, it's a fairly large sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, yeah.
So I feel like, you know, there should be reward involved. I guess the first question is, what if you're a Harry Potter type wizard?
So like full power?
You turn 40, and the big guy with the beard comes and gets you.
Okay, now, I guess I need... So Santa I'm not Claus. A wizard anymore.
That Santa happens Claus. To me every
the
night.
The big guy with the beard comes and gets me, so I didn't remain celibate until 40.
Up until 40, and then you lost your wizard.
So, okay, do you start becoming a wizard at 40? Like, are you intro level wizard and have to level up? Or do you...
Do you, like, immediately get, like, Harry Potter at the end of his 7th year wizard power?
Because these are good questions.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Because I've already put 40 years of my life into this.
Yeah.
Right, so I'm gonna say... I don't know, because if it's just a handout, like, you just get handed ultimate wizard powers...
Well, not ultimate. I mean, I still accept that, like... I'm going to have to train, but I don't want to be sitting there like I can't even levitate a teacup at 40.
Well, sure. I mean, at 40, you can, you know, you have some wizard powers.
Okay.
I think it's safe to say that, okay, how about this? Let's introduce a new clause into this.
Okay.
So at 40, you get your level 1 wizard powers. So every year that you remain celibate after that, you gain additional powers. So, like...
I'm going to say not worth it, then. I would rather be able to train at my own pace.
Can you magically have sex? Like, with wizardry?
You can probably magically masturbate.
Okay. So but like, can you masturbate up until 40.
Yeah.
Well, I'd hope so.
Yeah, I mean...
Okay.
Come on.
You don't hit puberty if you don't
Let's
do that.
Let's be reasonable here. This is a reasonable discussion.
Now, wait a minute. What if you do both? You don't masturbate. And you don't have sex.
I feel like if 40. Somehow that's possible for you, then by the time you hit like
you're Gandalf.
30, you're basically Gandalf.
You're Gandalf.
You couldn't be healthy, though.
I mean,
not socially, because you'd always be angry. You would have the most testosterone of any living creature.
So,
like,
so
they say it's bull sharks,
you'd be
but
a bro wizard.
You. Kind of.
You're just pumped full of testosterone and magic.
Yeah, but even bros jerk it.
A lot.
Not really. They don't want to lose any of their gains. That's protein.
Is that how that works?
I'm pretty sure, unless you immediately eat it.
Oh.
Okay. So what is it here? Is it no masturbation, no sex, or just no sex?
Well, that's
40?
That's 30.
No sex. No,
yeah, so just no sex for the 40 thing. But like I said, I think if I came out as a Hogwarts graduate, equal to a 7 year at Hogwarts, and I could...
I like how you talk about that like it's an actual, it's an actual PhD.
You come out at like graduate level.
Yeah, you know, kind of like, you know, well, I guess 10 is like their high school education. But, you know, you come out like, you know.
Yeah.
I can use a Patronus.
Oh, my God. People would be banging in that school all the time. And then immediately getting kicked out.
So after becoming a wizard, if you then have sex, then is it revoked?
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I feel like that's a pretty...
You've already put your time in.
Yeah, you've put your time in.
Yeah.
You're a wizard now.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, okay. You can become a monk, but, you know, you get something in the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of dying alone and lonely. But yeah, I would say if we're talking Harry Potter wizard, I would say 7-year graduate of Hogwarts level, and I can improve at my own pace. I would do it. I'd go in for the long haul. I think
and
that's
you don't have to remain celibate.
No, and you don't have to remain celibate. So like,
and if you do, you get more power.
But then,
because it's
like a stat boost at that point. Like it's a stat boost.
It's a consumable.
Oh.
Well. It's more of an explosive at that point.
You can weaponize it.
Yeah, I think so. What if that's like your final move?
Like final move ever?
No, like it's your secret weapon, you know, like, you know, Frieza has his final form. You know, you're like, you know, there's some, I think it's like at the end of Samurai Champloo, whenever Jean's like, there's only one move that can beat him, but it also kills me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like you just whip out your dick and explode all the pent-up...
Magic. In gains.
In gains from the previous 40-some-odd years, and it drains you dry, but you know the other person's going to die, too.
I wonder how full of wizards this world would be.
I don't know, man. I think as a kid, it's kind of like when you're like, man, I want to be a firefighter. And then you get to like your teens and you're like, man, that requires a lot of work.
Firefighters fight fires. They don't fight with fire. Fireballs.
But
that was good.
Like, not to mention that that's just like applying yourself. This is trying to get through puberty. Especially not having sex.
Well, think about how many nuns and monks there are in the world who have been...
Oh my god, they're automatic wizards.
Yeah.
And I mean, they're already pretty much wizards. Just based on that merit alone.
Wizard nuns.
Wouldn't they be witches?
No. Technically, if we're going by Harry Potter rules... They would be witches, so witch nuns.
Okay, how about this?
Witch nuns.
Would you do it if at age... Oh. Would you do it if at age 40 you could use the Force?
Oh, fuck yeah, in an instant. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, that's done. That's done. Okay. Yeah.
It's kind of the same
What thing. About age 50? And at age 50 your dick falls off.
Wait a second.
I feel like that's
such a rant. I gotta know.
I mean,
I guess if I've gone 50 years,
you're going your whole life.
I guess so. Really? I mean,
yeah, magic. We get the Force.
Can you imagine having?
You don't get magic and the Force.
I mean, the Force is
the
magical.
Force is pretty much magic.
Yeah, but
you don't but like both. A better version of magic.
Which side of the Force?
Either side.
Either side you choose.
It depends on how you use it.
Yeah, it's a
you just have access to the Force.
It just kind of grows as you. Okay.
Yeah.
Just like your balls.
Yes. They grow until they fall off.
As your penis falls off at 50.
Yep.
I don't know. I would say if I'd already put in 50 years, it wouldn't make a difference. So I would say for the Force, I would go till 50 and let my dick fall off.
It'd be worth it.
I think so.
Because, I mean, can you imagine being a 50-year-old man having sex for the first time? Like, oh God, what do I do? I swear this doesn't happen often.
It happens one time, and I'm sorry you had to witness it.
Yeah.
Is that like a 24-year-old Nick having sex? Because that's what it sounded like you were describing.
I, yes.
Are you 24?
Yes, I am.
Oh, man, that's a good guess. Go me. Go me for guessing that right on the first try.
This also implies other things, though. I mean, like, probably no relationships or anything like that, which...
Well, I don't know about that. I mean...
You have to find a pretty dedicated girl, or you'd have to be willing to let them go.
Oh, I thought you were talking about just, like, personal relationships
at all.
No, I mean,
you'd have friendship.
It's like, I'm not trying to fuck either of you.
Bro, you don't sex? Get out.
Yeah, right.
I feel like...
At Wizard Frat. Just imagine that, like, you're going to college, and there's the whole fraternities that are set up. They're like, no, dudes, we're trying to become wizards, all right? No girls are allowed in this house. It's just the most angry house on the entire college. Like, the police are there all the time.
Constant fights. Oh. It'd be amazing.
It would be.
Think about how much they could accomplish. Well, this has been the Pig Tree Podcast.
Actually, that did take up the second half.
That really?
Yeah,
well,
we
we still have some time.
We have some time, yeah.
I don't know what else to talk about.
That's kind of my thing, honestly. I think it'd be best to just, in 2 weeks, a lot of shit's going to go down, I'm sure.
I'm going to talk about Metal Gear.
Exactly.
Like, the whole,
that's going to happen.
It's going to be about a 10-hour podcast.
I'm going to Atlanta this weekend.
I don't care.
Yeah,
no, I don't care. The listeners don't care.
You're right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to finally catch up on some of the games that I haven't been able to play because...
Oh, TV. Is there any good TV?
No. Fear the Walking Dead.
Did you watch
that
it?
That is...
Yes.
That came out Sunday.
Yes, it did. It was...
Sunday.
It's very much in the vein of the first episode of Breaking Bad. You can tell that it's setting up stuff and that it may be really good.
Well, it's setting up for Walking Dead.
Oh.
It's a prequel, right?
It's a prequel, yeah. It takes place, yeah, it takes place when the outbreak first starts happening and people don't really know what's going on. And so, I liked it a lot, but in the first episode, not a lot really happens where you're like, oh, shit, dog?
Really?
Why that really happened?
Yeah,
really none of happened? That. Yeah, none of that happened in the first one, but I think it's going to be
that
good.
Happened, huh?
None of that. I think it's going to be really good. I'm excited. It makes me glad that I actually spend the extra to get cable. Oh.
Gross. I haven't seen it, but I'd like to.
I still need to get caught up on Walking Dead before.
I still haven't finished Walking Dead either. Yeah. The Strain, I watched because the second season is going on now.
Mm-hmm.
Against my better judgment, I started watching the second season, and it did get a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. You started, whenever that show first came out, you seemed pretty excited about it.
I was super excited, and it turned out, the first season turned out to have so many disappointments for me.
Yeah.
And then, for some reason, I started watching the second season. Second season's a lot better.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's quite a bit better.
Well, not to draw the Breaking Bad thing again, but season one of Breaking Bad was honestly kind of not that good.
I don't know. It's been a long time since I've seen it. I'd have to go back and...
Honestly, if I was watching it as it came out, I probably would have stopped watching it. But I got in it when it was like season five, so I was able to go right through.
There's a peep toad in here. You guys hear that peep toad?
Oh, a movie I watched that was fucking spectacular. Have you seen Age of Adeline?
No, I've heard of it.
You all need to look that movie up. It's got Blake Lively in it.
Did
we
talk about this last episode?
We talked about it in person.
Oh, that's right. Last week.
Yeah.
I did talk to you all a little bit about it.
A little bit, yeah.
Did I tell you all like what it's about or anything?
Yes.
How she like doesn't age?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's really good.
She doesn't.
Y'all should look it up. Yes. It's heart-wrenching. I cried like a little bitch a couple of times.
That's not that hard to get you to do.
Yes, it is.
He's crying right now.
He
no, I'm not.
Actually tearing up.
I'm not.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm not.
Did we hurt your feelings already? Don't go.
Watch the movie.
He's such a puss. Well, I mean, I guess it's about time to close out. He's back.
He's back. Hey.
Hey, we didn't forget you.
Welcome back. Brandon?
I'm good.
Sam, right?
I'm fine. Yeah.
Daniel?
No, he's
the crying one.
He's crying
Nick.
Bitch. He's Nick.
Yes. My real name's Rumpelstiltskin.
No surprises there.
Hashtag
Rumpelstiltskin. Hashtag Rumpelstiltskin.
Which,
get that trending.
Which, by the way, is not a real hashtag.
Anything
hashtag.
A hashtag's like a reading rainbow. Anything.
What?
Nick Stevens, 2015.
Well, I think that's as good a...
that's a good of a something.
Get a thing is will do.
Yes.
Alright, guys. I'll be the first to apologize for... That was pretty slick.
Yeah, I was, actually.
I'll be the first to apologize for this episode of the Picture Podcast. We're pretty light on content, and Brandon isn't here.
Yeah, he's the one that
is pretty...
He's the one that keeps us on track.
No, that's 100% not true. He does balance us out, though.
Yes.
I don't know.
In any case, we miss him.
We yes. do. He'll be and, back.
He'll be back first thing in the morning, tomorrow morning. We'll have 10 new episodes.
Yep. Check nope. your...
Fresh out of the oven.
Check your closet.
Sam is gonna... He's gonna make them tonight.
Yes.
He's gonna mix the batter.
Yep.
And they're gonna be ready in the morning.
Put it out. Yep. I'll put the soup
and
out there.
And if you have any complaints, send them directly to Sam.
Mm-hmm.
On Facebook.
Yes. Actually, he has a new email that you can send it to.
Yep.
Sam@pigtreeproductions.com.
Actually, we all have emails now.
Yeah. Mine is nick@pigtreeproductions.com.
Mine also is nick@pigtreeproductions.com.
That's not true. I don't want any dick pics in my email.
If there's anything that you guys would like to hear us talk about, remember to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, @PigtreeFilms. Leave comments, send us messages. We want to know what you guys think. We want to know what you want us to talk about next. In conclusion, I'm Daniel.
I'm Sam.
And I'm Nick.
And this has been the Pigtree Podcast. Episode 56?
100.
100.
112,000. Dude, we are so old.
And when I think about it, though, like,
we're
really,
wizards
I'm
now.
Yeah. When I think about it, though, really, a third of my life is over.